This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. The Defence Department will investigate its capacity to handle disaster recovery work in the wake of ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. A crash involving two military trucks doing recovery work injured 13 people. The trucks rolled over in storm conditions. But speaking to defence personnel in Lismore, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says regardless, the presence of defence personnel has reassured the community at a difficult time.
People see the men and women in uniform. They know that each and every day you, as we've seen tragically, put yourselves at risk in order to assist the community and help others. Our entire nation owes you our thanks today, tomorrow and every day for what you do.
The issue of defence capabilities during disasters was first raised in the recent Defence Strategic Review. Queensland's Muslim community has been responding to ex-tropical cyclone Alfred by finding ways to support those in need. Syed Ashgar Naqvi is president of the Pakistan-Australian Cultural Association of Queensland. He's told SBS Urdu it has been challenging for community members who are experiencing the impacts of a cyclone for the first time. He says the local community has swung into action to support those in need, with mosques offering shelter and community volunteers distributing food hampers.
The Muslim community over here, like Human Appeal and Islamic College of Brisbane, did an excellent work yesterday with providing 2,000 hot meals to people. Merciful servants, they had provided 1,000 of meals that the migrants which come over here, they are here to help the community. The danger is not over yet, and there is going to be further rain.
Former central banker Mark Carney will become Canada's next Prime Minister after being elected by the Liberal Party to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Mr. Trudeau announced his resignation in January and will remain Prime Minister until Mr. Carney is sworn in the coming days. The 59-year-old easily won the leadership race against three rivals and will lead the Liberals into the next general election, which must be held by the 20th of October. Mr. Carney says Canadians cannot allow US President Donald Trump to succeed in his move to impose tariffs, and he has urged Canadians to stand together to protect a strong Canada.
Right now, all Canadians are being asked to serve in their own ways. We're all being called to stand up for each other and for the Canadian way of life. So let me ask you, who's ready? Pierre Flash. Who's ready to stand up for Canada with me?
He says Canada's retaliatory tariffs will remain in place until the US can join Canada in making credible and reliable commitments to free and fair trade. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is fully committed to having a constructive dialogue with US representatives in Saudi Arabia this week over ways to end the war with Russia. US President Donald Trump has paused US military aid to Ukraine, as well as intelligence sharing, following a heated exchange in Washington between himself and Mr. Zelensky. In a statement, the Ukrainian leader says he wants to see quick and effective progress on realistic proposals for peace. He says Ukrainian diplomatic and military representatives will attend the meeting with the US team. In golf, 23-year-old Carl Phillips has made history with his three-shot victory at the Puerto Rico Open. Nicknamed Koala Carl by his US counterparts, the Australian-born golfer secured the win in only his fourth PGA Tour start. The result gets him into the Players' Championship later this week and the PGA Championship in May, along with a two-year exemption to stay on the PGA Tour. Phillips has described the win as surreal. He says he even received a phone call from Tiger Woods to congratulate him on the victory.
There's so many memories that I have of him. I mean, the first big one is him making that putt at Torrey to force a playoff. Watching documentaries of him, you know, studying to go to Stanford. I just kind of, you know, try and do what he does. You know, study hard, attend a good school, and obviously, you know, hard work's going to pay off in the end. But he's been such a huge influence in my golf career.
Phillips has been winning golf competitions since he was 7 years old. At age 15, he beat Tiger Woods' long-standing record as the youngest junior Orange Bowl winner by 8 months. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.